Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here, and I have the lovely JN2N next to me.
Hello.
So it's 22 minutes past midnight. It's the 1st of March, so that means the February record production month challenge is over. Well, in the UK at least, it's probably going to be several hours away in places with later time zones like the States. But in the UK, it's over. Yeah, I did it.
Yay!
The eagle-eyed people will maybe have seen me post on Instagram about quarter to midnight, a picture of my finished CD and with the artwork and the lyrics sheet, all together, the finished product ready to be posted to somewhere in New Hampshire, which is the thing that has to happen next with the CD, to actually officially complete the challenge. So, got to post that before midday on Monday, that's that. But yeah, since I spoke to you last, I was working on the eighth song, just doing the mastering on that. I think I went for another three iterations of that song before it was finished, and I then burned a CD with all the tracks on and chucked it in the CD player in the lounge. Basically inflicted it upon Yana and the kids. Had a bit of a road test, really. A test play on a normal domestic CD player. And it worked, and it sounded okay, I think.
At least one song is an earworm, keeps going round in my head. Ready.
Oh, which one? Which one?
I don't know yet what it's called.
What's it go like?
I'm not going to sing.
Do you want me to pause it, and you can sing it while it's paused?
Okay.
And then, okay, all right, hang on. Hang on, please, ladies and gentlemen. Right, so the earworm has been identified. It's actually the first track on the CD, and the first song that I... created on the first day of RPM challenge, actually, funny enough. So first track on the CD could well be the first single.
How did you do the track listing?
Can I come back to that question?
Yes.
So that CD was fine, and that's the first copy. That's the number one copy of that CD. Tried it out on a different CD player as well, with less good speakers and stuff, and it all sounded okay. That seems okay. So that's the way the CD is now. Those are the recordings, the masters, whatever. That won't change, I don't think. And then this evening I tried to do some artwork for the CD. Successfully did that. I basically just took some of the Instagram images I've been capturing as I've been doing this challenge, I selected eight images to represent the eight songs, and use that as in the artwork. So those images depict some of the tools that I've used to make the songs. Track listing on the back of the little booklet thing, with all the titles of the songs. So I've kind of now set the titles of the songs, which were a bit uncertain before. Come up with a title, actually. I spent quite a long time this afternoon trying to think of the name of the album. didn't I, darling?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I was trying to find, see if there's some common thread that tied the tracks together. So I came up with the title Exceptions, because there's a couple of different songs, particularly that involve exceptions. As in, the first track is called Exception to the Rule, and there's another song where the protagonist is taking exception to the way that people are behaving, and there's also some there's a polyrhythmic song in there, so that's exceptional from the usual 16 beats per bar sort of structure. So yeah, there's a few different things there where exception kind of, and I was just sort of listening through the whole track, the whole CD, with that word in mind, and it was a little resonances everywhere, so I was happy with that title. Titles for all the tracks have been set, and then I then produced a lyric sheet for it as well, so that goes in the booklet. So yeah, it's done. It's a done deal. So it has to go in the post on Monday, I think I said before. So, Jana, you said about the track order. How did I determine the track order?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the sequence I made them, no, certainly. However, the first track I did, I think it did set the scene for me for the rest of the album. I think it influenced everything I did in the rest of the album. I thought it was good to have that as the first track on the CD, because that first track needs to set the tone really. So that was pretty certain that was going to stay at the beginning. I wanted to be conscious of it, having an A side and a B side, so I wanted A side to end with something strong, I wanted the last song to be strong as well, second side of side B. So I sort of chose some of my favourite songs really, and sort of put those in the four corners of the arrangement, and then try to then fit all the other songs in where there would be a bit of contrast. So I've got three sort of guitar ballad style songs on the album. I've got three songs that are ostensibly just instrumentals, and I've got two sort of dance songs with words in them. So what I tried to do was, rather than putting like all the guitar ballads together and then all of the dance songs together and then all of the instrumentals together, I thought, no, I'll pepper them around a bit so that you're never far away from a guitar song, or you're never far away from an instrumental. So yeah, just trying to sort of pepper them around a bit, really, to keep a bit of variety. That's one approach. I guess another approach would be to sort of start off with one mood and morph into another mood. I decided to go for a sort of a sprinkling of everything everywhere. It's a bit like when I do the lasagna, and I've got some cheddar, and I've got some parmesan, and I've got some Gruyere. And I don't want to end up with all of the Gruyere in one corner, and then so somebody gets a portion with just Gruyere and no parmesan or whatever. So I try and sprinkle it around. So wherever you are, whichever piece of...
Wasn't I going to put on this as well?
What, parmesan? No, cheddar. Cheddar, quite right.
Okay, I'll do
that now. Good again. So yes, that's how. And I also wanted the
cheese. Okay.
Yes, and I one of the tracks is quite long. It's like nearly 8 minutes, and another track is is very short in comparison, which is just over 2 minutes. So I thought, right, I want to make sure those two are on the same side of this side A side B structure, to try and make sure that it wasn't too overloaded on one side or the other. So that's another artificial constraint I put on myself. So there we are. So it was a huge learning process. I think my workflow definitely evolved over the period, in terms of the way I was using the Volca hardware synthesizers, and then switching over to the Reaper DAW to allow me to control the Volcas. But yeah, using hardware synths is still relatively new for me, so and with the DAW certainly. So I've had to learn a lot from that and develop my technical skills in that area. I've also used more guitar than I've ever used before, so I think I've got a bit more confidence about using guitar in songs. Some of the tracks I've done that I've basically performed them live in real time, even if they're in two takes, sort of two overlaid takes, but there's some stuff that's really just performed live rather than sequenced and modified. And some sort of hybrid bits, where it's partly performed live and partly fine-tuned in a DAW. So it probably all means more to me than it does to someone who doesn't create music. But it's certainly been a learning process for me. And also, I think stylistically, I've obviously been playing with this this paradigm of having an acoustic guitar and then an analog synth line, a relatively simple analog synth line, being played manually in real time. So that's been a bit of a hallmark really on this album. Certainly in the tracks that have that style. So yeah. I kind of learned stuff about my own musical style. I do feel in some ways if I'd just done an instrumental electronic album if I'd just done seven or eight tracks that were just instrumental electronica, then that could have stood alone as an electronica album. Or if I'd done a guitar and, you know, a guitar ballady based album and just done all songs in that style, or if I'd done just, you know, dance pop kind of songs. So because I've kind of done a little bit of each of those three, it feels, in some way I feel as if, well, it's an album that doesn't really know what it wants to be. It's kind of It's not one or the other, really. Or the other, there's three things there. So it can't decide of those three things what it wants to be, and it tries to do all of them. But
visitor.
Oh, we've got a visitor. I'll pause for now. So that troubles me, that sort of mixture. But I kind of think it's okay, because what it is just a reflection of what mood I was in at the time when I went in the studio. That just reflected the mood that I was in when I went, and what mood I've been in this month. So I kind of think it's okay, really. And if it just means that I've got different sort of styles of songs that I like to make, and it's not all just one style, but different sort of variations of me, then that's just me. You're seeing the whole picture. So I kind of think it's okay, really.
I quite like it. I quite like that it's got the different things, because otherwise you'd have too much of one thing, wouldn't you? If it was all one style. So I quite like it as a mixture, because you get, oh, now something like this, and then, oh, all of a sudden it changes and it's completely different. So some of it is a bit, it's quite dynamic and quite, can be quite frantic, and then some of it's very calm and very sort of, I can't think of the right word, but yeah, just calm and very melodic. So I quite like it.
Oh, thank you.
Quite like the mixture.
Thank you very much. Well, it's just me. It's just what I've come out with this time.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And I thought that was the whole point. Did you enjoy it?
Did I? I certainly did.
Would you do it again?
I'm going to miss it. Well, yes, I would do it again.
Okay.
If you let me.
Why not?
I think the interesting thing will be what influence it has on me the rest of the year, whether I will spend more time in the studio making music. And
well, I certainly hope so.
If
you have an idea, then get down there.
Yeah, but the constraint has been really useful to drive the progress, really. And
well, yeah, of course. Otherwise, there's always something else happening, and you postpone it indefinitely.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to reflect on was the approach that I took. So I took the approach this time of trying to write 10 songs in the first 2 weeks, and then spend the second 2 weeks recording, producing, mixing, and then, you know, finally a little bit of mastering and artwork at the end. So I took that sort of plan rather than working on one song to its completion. And then before starting the next one, which is what I've done in the past. But yeah, to have this kind of take each song to a certain level and then park it and do the next one. I'm quite happy with that, with how that turned out actually as a plan. I did veer away from the plan a little bit, but I still kind of zeroed back in on it, and it was still an overarching plan that was adhered to, just more or less, really. So I'm quite pleased that I took that approach. I was surprised how some of the songs took 3 evenings to complete, and some were completed in one. And I think one of the songs maybe took five or six evenings in the end to complete. So just because of not being, you know, very happy with it and the technical issues with it, that's the song 4. That's song 4 on the actual on the track listing. So that was interesting reflection for me as well. So it sort of would help me planning in the future. The sort of having 2 evenings in the studio and then 1 evening off, that seemed to work in terms of energy levels and stuff.
But
it's still mostly, I mean, it was maybe 3 days on, 1 day off, but there were still too many late nights, and I've got lots of catching up to do on other things in my life, in my home life. It worked for me, I think. Not sure what I'm going to do next. If anyone's interested in hearing it, by all means, get in touch. I might make it available. I just don't know yet. But it's certainly in a state where people can listen to it if they want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I'll have a think about how to do that anyway. I'll get back to you all. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being my boo darling. Toodle-boo.
Thanks, bye.